The FTC is the cop on the tech beat, but who explains the tech to the agency? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The Federal Trade Commission is the agency that can fine or prosecute tech companies over unfair or anti-competitive consumer practices. The current FTC chair, Joseph Simons, has said he'll set up a task force to address tech issues specifically. But there is one empty chair at the agency, the chief technologist, who's supposed to give advice on tech and policy. The role has existed since 2010, but it's been empty for about a year, and some critics are worried. Neil Chilson had the job last. He's now a research fellow at the Charles Koch Institute. I asked him if he thought the FTC is missing some important tech expertise.
The chief technologist has typically been an academic who sticks around for about a year and elevates an issue. And so, you know, FTC cases span many years often. And I don't think it's ever been the case that the primary tech expert on any case was the chief technologist. That just hasn't been the role that they play. When staff needs an expert, they'll go out and hire somebody who is an expert very specifically on the issue that they're investigating. And so I do think the chief technologist role is important, but it's important in how it serves the chairman's agenda and how it helps elevate specific issues that the FTC might be dealing with, and less so on the sort of day-to-day litigation.
The current chairman is considering this tech task force. What do you think is the best approach?
Well, I would say that the task force is very focused on competition issues, which is one half of the FTC's mission. It's less focused on, or may not be focused at all, on the sort of consumer protection side. And so I think the commission will have to continue to build its expertise and think hard about how it's going to play a role in the consumer protection side. And I know it's doing that, but this task force is not really focused on that.
Do you think, I guess, just as a follow-on to that, do you think your old job should be filled, that should be a priority?
You know, that's really up to Chairman Simons. I do think that it has a...
Wait a second. You're out now. Like, you can give us your opinion. Do you think that's an important role for the FTC to have?
I do think technical expertise is important for the FTC to have. I don't know that it needs to sit in the chairman's office. I think if what we're trying to do is bring smarter, sharper cases, the agency needs tech expertise throughout its bureaus and divisions. Now, a chief technologist could help facilitate that. And I know in the past, that has been one of the missions of chief technologists, to highlight areas within the agency that could use more technical expertise. I do think that the chief technologist could help strengthen the FTC's tech chops, but it isn't the only way that the agency could achieve that. And ultimately, if the ultimate goal is to get good tech people in to bring cases, they need to be throughout the agency.
You mentioned the chief technologist often elevates a single issue. Can you tell us what yours was?
Sure, absolutely. So my big focus was on informational injury. And this is the question of how do we assess, measure, and analyze the types of injury that happened to consumers from data security incidents or privacy incidents. And this is a tough question because people don't always agree on what injury is. There's a lot of different definitions. And then even when people do agree, it can be challenging to measure certain types of injury. And so in my role as chief technologist, I helped put together an informational injury workshop that brought in experts from the legal academy and from the economic academy and from the technical academy, and put them together and talked about a lot of these issues. And
so let me try to break this down a little. You were endeavoring to come up with like a framework for measuring harm as a result of privacy intrusions or breaches.
So that's the ultimate goal, is to be able to identify the injuries that happen to consumers and to be able to measure them, because it is important to be able to measure something if you want to be able to address it. If it's a problem, how would we know if we succeeded if we can't tell whether or not the problem is greater or smaller after we've tried something? And so it is very important to be able to try to measure injury, to try to quantify it, and to identify, if we can't quantify it, how might we figure out proxies, ways that we can estimate injury in a way that helps us evaluate the things that we are trying to resolve.
Neil Chilson is the former chief technologist at the FTC. The agency is reportedly deciding whether Facebook violated a 2011 consent decree with the FTC, where it promised to be more careful with user data. The agency doesn't comment on ongoing investigations, but there is potential for billions of dollars in fines. And now for some related links. Part of what sparked this interview with Neil is that another former FTC chief technologist, Ashkan Soltani, tweeted last month that he thought it was short-sighted not to have that role filled, especially as the FTC is working on these technical issues around Facebook and privacy specifically. And some critics have said this idea of a tech task force sounds pretty toothless. But to be fair, it does sound like the FTC is crack-a-lackin' on some tougher tech policy. Our friend of the show, Cecilia Kang of The New York Times, wrote last month about how Chairman Simons has actually asked for more power when it comes to regulating tech and privacy, and wants to be able to regulate data collection at all companies, not just tech companies. And this is the guy whose first act when he took office, basically, was to convene hearings on whether the government needs to update its rules about antitrust enforcement and reviewing mergers for the digital age. Simons also asked for more money to help protect consumer privacy. Late last month, Democrats on the House Energy Committee sent a letter asking Chairman Simons exactly how the agency might use that money. But considering how much the FTC has been criticized for hitting tech companies with either no fines or very tiny fines for bad behavior in the past, it seems like these latest activities do make it seem like maybe Chairman Simons isn't waiting around for his chief technologist to tell him what to do. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.